This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A lawsuit accusing former President Donald Trump of insurrection continues its hearing at a courthouse in Denver today. The case argues Trump is disqualified from holding office again under the 14th Amendment. Attorneys for the former president laid out their side in opening statements yesterday. CPR's Benta Berkland was there in the courtroom.
They argue that this entire case is illegitimate, and they believe Democrats are trying to steal the presidential race. They say it's undemocratic, and it's election interference. And then on the legal side, Trump's attorneys are arguing that he did not personally commit an insurrection, and so the 14th Amendment doesn't apply to him. And they've already highlighted social media posts in which Trump asked people to remain peaceful and to go home.
That's CPR's Benta Berkland. The hearing is expected to take all week, and a decision is expected before Thanksgiving. And relating to that insurrection, a Colorado Springs man has been sentenced to nearly 3 years in federal prison for his actions at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Jacob Travis Clark was convicted of one felony and five misdemeanors. In text messages before the protests, Clark anticipated it would become violent. Prosecutors argued he assaulted an officer with a wooden board while inside the Capitol and was part of a group that stormed the Senate chambers. A 17-year-old accused of shooting five people at a bar in Denver is set to make her first court appearance tomorrow. The shooting began after Kiana Rosenberg was denied entry to Dirk Bentley's Whiskey Row in mid-September. After a month on the run, Denver police arrested her in Southern California earlier this month. Rosenberg, who is being tried as a juvenile, faces 28 criminal counts, including 7 counts of attempted murder. Come find more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us on Halloween.